You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. In around 20 minutes or so, Boris Johnson will make his last speech as British Prime Minister outside the door of No. 10 Downing Street. Then he will fly to Balmoral in Scotland, where he will meet Queen Elizabeth, tender his resignation and move to the back benches of the House of Commons. Liz Truss will travel to Balmoral too. She will then be appointed Prime Minister, the 15th to be appointed by this British monarch. And later this afternoon, Ms. Truss will address the people of the UK. She won 57% of the votes of less than 1% of the UK population to make her leader of the British Conservative Party and ultimately PM. We're joined now by Annabel Dixon, political correspondent with Politico. Annabel, it's a big day for her and her family. Will her one of her first jobs be to appoint her cabinet?
Yes, good morning, Audrey. Nice to speak to you. That's right. So she'll be back at 4 o'clock. And then, as you say, the first job is appointing that cabinet. And one of the most important jobs will be her chancellor, Kwasi Kwarteng, is who we think it will be. Obviously, she can't appoint her cabinet until the Queen has appointed her as Prime Minister. So, but, you know, that's who everyone's talking about. And in terms of, sort of other people that she's going to have in her cabinet, it looks like it's very much going to be those loyalists, the people who were early to back her in the leadership contest, people like Jacob Rees-Mogg, who I'm sure your listeners know about, and someone called Simon Clarke, who was in the Treasury. So it's very much sort of faces that have been around her, those loyalists who've helped her to get to number 10 that are being talked about.
Any sign of David Frost making a return?
Well, the reports are that he was asked, but he decided not to take a post. I don't think he was, from what the reports say, particularly impressed with what he was offered. There was a line in the Sunday Times at the weekend that he'd wanted to be Foreign Secretary, but hadn't been offered that job. So it looks like he'll be outside the tent. Which, given he seems to have quite a lucrative career writing columns for the Daily Telegraph, which is that Tory broadsheet, where he's been very critical, actually, of prime ministers over the years. So I suspect we'll continue to see that. He backed Liz Truss, but if things aren't going her way, then I suspect he won't be afraid to say so. And in some parts of the party, certainly not all, he's quite a sort of divisive figure. He is quite influential with some MPs.
Trying to unite the party will be a major challenge for her, but also the bigger challenge, perhaps on a broader scale, is helping the millions who are really struggling to pay their bills, their energy bills in particular at the moment. There are reports that she's planning a £1 billion package to help them. What more can you tell us about that?
Yeah, as you say, you know, she's coming into very much a crisis management job. And we've had this paralysis in government over the summer while this leadership contest has been running. And it looks like, I think from what sources are saying, they're still putting the finishing touches to what they plan to do. They haven't sort of they've been talking to the Treasury, but not in the sort of same way that they can do as an administration. But there is talk of freezing energy bills potentially. And there's talk that will be paid for by government-backed loans that will be paid over the next sort of decade or so. That's one option on the table. I don't think we'll have long to hear. It sounds like they've penciled in an announcement for Thursday, although of course that could change. You know, it's very different being in a transition team and sort of having exploratory conversations with the Treasury and actually being in there. But it's going to be big. You know, she talked about a bold package when she accepted the job of Tory leader. So we're certainly expecting something big.
And just finally, Annabel, the Queen, I mean, she's a diplomat of great experience. She's unlikely to remind Liz Truss of her previous remarks on abolishing the monarchy.
Oh, yeah. No, the Queen is, as you say, she is the master of diplomacy. She also, I think people say, has a very good sense of humour. So I imagine she'll be fairly tickled by the reports that Liz Truss used to be a Republican. But Liz Truss has certainly undergone a transformation and isn't one anymore.
Absolutely. Annabel, good to talk to you. Thank you. Annabel Dixon, political correspondent with Politico. It's 7:18.